You're listening to Faith for Normal People, the only other God-ordained podcast on the internet.
I'm Pete Enns.
And I'm Jared Bias. Well, we finally reached the end of 2023, and this year has certainly been full of challenges. Feels like on a personal level, a global level, we're constantly nearing the brink of collapse.
And more of us look at our global ecological crisis, our pervasive political division, our intensifying economic inequality, and our deep-seated racial and religious bigotry, and we feel hope draining away. And that's just in the USA. With all that in mind, what do we do when it seems like the world is falling apart?
Well, friend of the podcast, Brian McLaren, has been seeking to bring wisdom and courage to a world falling apart. And so he invites us to explore motivations deeper than hope and explore practices of realistic resilience in our January class called Life After Doom.
And it's taking place live for one night on January 23rd from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And when you sign up for the class, you get access to the live class, the link to watch the recording whenever you want, a live Q&A session, and downloadable class slides.
As always, it's pay what you can until the class ends, and then it costs $25. So for more information and to sign up, go to thebiblefornormalpeople.com/lifeafterdoom.
Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. I'm Brittany, and I'm the producer of the Bible for Normal People and Faith for Normal People podcasts.
And I'm Stephen, the audio engineer and editor for the podcasts.
Stephen, let's tell our listeners why they're hearing us on the pod.
We thought this year we'd be a little sneaky and bring everybody some holiday cheer as a complete surprise to our entire Bible for Normal People team, including Pete and Jared, who have no idea we've created one last episode for the year.
The two of us have been working behind the scenes, collecting our favorite bloopers from this past season of the podcast so we can share some laughs as we begin a new year together.
From all of us at the Bible for Normal People, we extend our heartfelt thanks for being part of our community. Whether you're an occasional listener, a dedicated community member, or a loving critic, we're thankful for you and wish you peace, health, laughter, and joy through the holidays and beyond. And just a quick note, we decided to leave some cursing uncensored for maximum laughs, so this might not be the best episode for kids if you don't want them to pick up a few choice words this holiday season.
And now we present
a holiday roast.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Let's talk microdosing, as you'd expect from a Bible podcast. Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good.
And you know, microdose gummies are good for so many things like anxiety, workflow, sleeping, and stuff like that. I mean, Jared, we've had people in our lives that have benefited from this too, not just us.
Yeah, I have a family member who regularly uses microdosing for more creative, like recreational time. At time, they journal every night and it's sort of a way to unwind and do the journaling. And that's worked really well for them.
Our producer. It's made such a difference, folks. I can't even tell you that. So anyway, and for me as well, microdose gummies helped me a lot with anxiety and sleep and just stopping that racing mind at night. And it helps tremendously. I get a good night's sleep. So get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Promo code normal people. It's available nationwide.
That's microdose.com, promo code normal people for 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code normal people. How are we going to start the episode?
Don't bicker in front of Beth. That's not nice.
I never see bickering.
I know. I'm sure you do.
You don't see it because never, in the last ever. Interview we did, I said something about Pete in front of the guests, and he just flipped me off behind the camera. So
because he embarrassed me in front of our guests.
It can't be heard.
That's not nice.
It can only be seen.
Do you think that's nice, Beth? Should a co-host embarrass the other co-host in front of it? I don't think so.
Hey, that shouldn't I can't happen. Make you embarrassed.
Well, I guess it depends on how sensitive the co-host is. So you know.
Good point. Okay. Exactly. I don't like you anymore. And if you want access to all our classes, past, present, and future, well, not future, they have to happen first, in which case they'd be present. or past.
You can't have them in
You know
the
what
future.
I mean, though? There's no time travel promise here in this at all. Right.
No time travel is included.
Okay, let me start over again.
The notes say, Jared to give a sincere endorsement with some sass.
Yeah. You need help with the sass part?
Oh, yeah, the sass part. That's what I have a hard time with. Not the sincere endorsement.
I think you need help with all this thing.
We can still engage in this life of faith. And mm-hmm. I think that's where a lot of people are.
I think where everybody is at some level or not, actually. I mean, whether they know
it
or not.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe, you know, come down off your high horse.
No, it's not a high horse, Jared. It's not. It's just, I think people are
I'm trying to give you a compliment and you're like, yes, I know, everyone in the universe will relate.
No, not necessarily to the book, but to the idea that our experiences do affect how we think about the nature of God, or if you're Christian, you know, Jesus and Christianity and the Bible and all that.
Yep. That's right. Right.
So David, can I ask a question along those lines? Is this a good way of putting it? Scripture is always in the process of becoming.
I think he literally said that at the beginning.
I think that's right. And
I thought I came up with that.
I think you just stole it from 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm a good listener then, or not.
That's right.
I don't remember you saying it. So
I don't know. I feel like we're in church.
Yeah, that's okay. Do we need a trigger warning for people at the beginning? All right. John chapter.
Can we just start with saying the word of the Lord and then read it and then say thanks be to God at the end?
No,
that's too triggery. Okay, just read it. Go ahead. What translation were you reading?
Oh, I don't know. I just pulled it up on, if you know what it is, probably my default is going to be the NIV.
Yeah, it's very, very close to the NRSV. But
oh, interesting. Well, that's good. I'm glad it wasn't too far off then. I just pulled Bible Gateway and it was the default one.
Well, maybe think about it next time.
Maybe I will.
You had one job, Jared, to read the damn thing.
I wish I only had one job.
You read the, I know.
One day, I'll get there.
You read the Fundy version.
And I think I would maybe want to end by saying,
do you want to be mindful of my time?
No.
No?
Okay. I don't care about your time at all. So I automatically go to, well, what do we mean? Can we trust the Bible for what?
Oh, there you go. Problematizing these simple questions again, Jared. This is why you're so annoying. This is why nobody likes you on the internet. They don't like you at all. So
that's okay. I just don't ever go on the internet. Probably not that one in particular, because that will take us the whole time to explain.
Right.
But
I mean, it is the name of my new rock band, but other than that.
Nice.
Gosh, okay. I just got a piece of candy. Piece of candy stuck in my
throat. Are you okay?
It's great timing.
I'm dying. Oh, God.
He did have COVID last week, so.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
It's a little bit of that piece of candy.
So this is also a sign of a different world. Pete had COVID this morning in a small room, and he's coughing all over you, Jared.
Exactly.
I'm not coughing all over him.
No, he is. He just has candy.
I just can't talk right now. That's weird.
Yeah. You should. It's a sight.
Give
to
me
the
a
whole.
Second. I can't talk. All right. I'm gonna take a walk. I'll be right back.
All right, be careful. Don't get all that stuff.
Do you have a blooper reel?
We will now. Welcome to this edition of the Bible for Normal People. Today, our guest is Cameron B. R. Howard.
Very serious.
I was trying to be serious. Let me do my thing.
Okay, go ahead. Be serious. Jeez. While I snicker.
All right, well, maybe I'll do it again.
Yeah, start again. To do good things, to work for justice.
You got to think about that transition. I don't know where you're going.
It's a beautiful transition.
I don't know where you're going at all.
I'm going to that last part. I'm trying to get to the last part here. Do I have to do this all over again?
Probably. I had no idea. This is where you started.
And then the Yankees won 4-2 last night. Like, and it's sunny out. So go for that.
All right, okay, we're going to do a take
My part
two.
Was perfect, but we'll do it again for your sake, Jared.
Here we go. Stumbling. Yeah, and I'm going to put this piece of paper. God damn it. Wait, don't put that on. All right.
Wait for normal people. God.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Take 17.
We definitely didn't delete the other ones and are doing
take
it completely
17,
again.
Because Jared can't talk.
All right, stop breathing.
Oh, gosh.
I mistakenly launched GarageBand.
Oh, yeah. Give it 3 minutes. I mean, you got to wait for it to launch. Which is
I know. And yes. Let's see if this just works. It worked the first time. Testing, testing, testing. Mm-hmm. No, of course not. The numbers don't go up. And now everything's spinning. It's just, oh, now GarageBand has decided, oh, I'll interrupt anything you're doing.
Got to let GarageBand do its thing.
Okay, GarageBand, where are you? I really am not quite the idiot that you might think I am, but I cannot. It's hit or miss whether QuickTime will open up at all. All right, let's go. Testing, testing. Nope.
You hit record and nothing happens?
Yep. I should have done this before, but testing, testing. Damn it. I'm not sure. This is a pain in the ass. Now it's moving. Finally. Jeez.
Okay, let's do this.
So
you also realized how poorly you pronounced the English language, and then you realized that you have no room to talk about grammar.
Yeah, in. Thank you. Thank you.
Pete Inns.
Pete Inns. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's like a, you know, the tree falling in the forest. If I don't hear it, does it even happen? Because I can't even hear the differences when you tell me I do it wrong. So
should we close in prayer?
No.
Okay. See you, folks. See ya. Bye.
All right.
Let's dive in.
Say that again. You didn't say
it's
it.
It's sort of cute we both said.
Okay. Same. Yeah. One, two, three.
No.
Let's dive in.
Let me just do it.
You're getting started. I'm doing a little bit. You're doing a lot. All right.
Well, no, you're doing this and then you're doing.
I'm doing this paragraph and I'm doing those
that,
two.
That and I'm just finishing at the end. Do you want to do more?
No, I don't. Actually, I'm happy.
Want more attention?
Well, I was going. Try that again. Yeah.
Helpful.
What struck out for me? What struck out in baseball mode?
Strike, I know.
What stuck out for me?
There's evidence of a dramatic increase. I have to do that again. There's evidence of a dramatic increase. Again. There's evidence of a dramatic increase in Canaanite hill country settlements around 1200 BCE and the aftermath of It begins with recounting the death of Joshua and the aftermath of disobedience. Why can't I say that word? I'll do it again. And this whole story has Exodus overtones. For example, the panic the Lord throws Sisera's army into, this is in chapter 4, verse 15, that panic reminds us of when the Lord did the same thing. I have to start that sentence again. For example, the panic the Lord throws Sisera's army into, again. For example, the panic the Lord throws Sisera's army into, that's chapter 4, verse, gosh. Getting tired. I'm sorry. I probably should take a break. All right. Keep going. I'm going to pick it up again from that's 200 years. That's 200 years before the monarchy and roughly near the time when these stories are placed historically. I'm sorry. There's something that doesn't seem right to me, Stephen. Be patient. Thank you. Same thing. Throws an, quote, upper millstone from the top of a tower onto Abimelech's head. I'm sorry, Stephen. I'm going to take a break after this paragraph. I got to do it again. Anyway, long story short, Abimelech dies by crushed head syndrome. Ugh. Okay, I'm stopping right there. I'll come back. I'm going to do that whole last sentence again. I'm sorry. By the way, in case you missed it, this is the second time in Judges that a bad guy is thwarted by a woman inflicting a head injury. Remember Jael driving a tent peg through Sisera's skull. Okay, that was horrible because I was distracted. I don't even know what I said. One more time. By the way, in case you missed it, this is the second time in Judges that a bad guy is thwarted by a woman inflicting a head injury, right? Remember Jael driving a tent peg through Sisera's skull, right? So here we have it again. He's written a number of books, one of which is Ezra.
Nope.
I can't read my own writing.
It's Esther.
Okay, yeah. Not read my own writing. Okay, he'll splice that.
Hey, folks, before we get started today, we want to tell you... I'll start that again because I'm stumbling.
Co-founder. Let's try that again.
All right, well, listen, Jared, you know, Danielle said that...
Did you just forget my name?
I was about to call you Danielle because it's right in front of me and I'm focused. I have laser vision focus. Remember that. Okay, I'll start it again. To be specific, I'm going to do that again.
It's a good call.
Do you mind?
No.
Should we just let it go and say, hell with it?
Just do it again. Well, that was a good quiet time.
Yeah, it was a quiet time.
It was.
With Pete and Jared. This is going to happen.
All right.
Jared and I are looking at each other like, how do we end this
Brittany,
thing?
Brittany, tell us how to end it. Tell us. Save us. All right.
Bye. Do people give books on Valentine's
Day? They should. Yeah, absolutely.
Dagnabbit. Yeah.
All right. So pick it up. Curveball. All right.
That was a semi-disaster, which is fine. I think it's hilarious.
Brittany, put it together in a way that sounds amazing.
Yeah, just work on it. No, just leave it. It's fine.
All right. So introduce the class.
So we already did this.
I know. She says at the top, yes, I do want you to record the class promo twice.
Why?
So it's a different promo.
Okay. So how do we do this?
Just introduce it and I'll just talk about it.
Okay. So what am I doing? Which part? We're really excited about this. I said
you already did that.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Well, let's just invert it.
Let's do the inversion. So I'll do two. Yeah. Okay.
That's great.
Sounds good.
All right. Here we go.
You know, I mean, I noticed here too, Jared, that Brittany has a note for us. Don't forget, this is Bible for Normal People, so you'll have to give a little summary of the episode as part of the intro.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think she just wants us to unpack it a little bit because we're not doing the afterwards, the quiet time.
Yeah, but we stopped doing that.
Yeah, it's fine with me. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well,
lest we incur your wrath, Brittany.
Yeah, we're not going to do more work. We don't forget that. This is a very Brittany thing to say.
What?
I said, hey, can you help us walk through this? She said, I sent him step-by-step instructions in an email.
Yes, she did.
So she was like, basically, no, I won't do that. I already did it. And Donald Trump. So
this is not my problem. This is Brittany's problem for writing these stupid questions like that, where we have to figure out how to tie them together. Brittany.
So I'm going to throw out 9 different loose ends. And Jared,
go.
Tie it together.
And you finish this up. Okay. Just tell me what to do. My mind is just half empty right now.
Okay. Well, why don't I just do it then?
Okay.
And then you're going to be the one that has to talk about it.
Well, we can both talk about it. Yeah. Why don't you do it?
Okay. Here we go.
Poor soul. She's like, you know, when you learn how the sausage is made, it gets pretty ugly.
All right.
I just want to go home. Go ahead.
Again, I grew up in a tradition. That's what was hard for me in my tradition. You know, I grew up in a tradition. For me growing up in my tradition, the answer to the question from my tradition growing up, for my tradition growing up, my tradition, I was so baked into that way of thinking in my tradition growing up. You know, my tradition growing up, in my tradition growing up, in my charismatic tradition growing up, in my Southern Baptist tradition growing up. Excellent. 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 All right. Well, I said excellent again.
Don't say excellent again.
Do not put excellent.
Try
in this
saying
episode.
Mediocre.
Yeah. It was okay. It was all right.
This is an outtake, I have a feeling.
We'll see you next time. It was okay.
If you're still listening, we hope you got a good laugh from our behind-the-scenes clips. But there's just one more thing before we wrap up. We want to plug our amazing marketing director, Savannah, who isn't just a great colleague and human, well, she is those things, but she's also an incredible musician. Here's her version of O Holy Night. We hope it will bring you a sense of hope in the last days of this year.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It's the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of chains will he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression will cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Oh, fall on your knees and hear the angel voices.
Divine.